Greetings and welcome to Somatic Healing Sessions podcast, episode number 17. I'm Rachel Chase, and I'm going to guide you through a healing process today. And this is the Scorpio new moon. This is a little bit of a new moon special I wanted to put out for everyone right now, given that I've been focusing on shifting and transforming emotions, different emotional states, and learning how to use somatic processing to be in acceptance of the feelings that we have, to really get down into your body and have some self-discovery around what do your emotions have to show you, to teach you? What can you learn from your inner states of being? And this kind of work goes hand in hand with what we call shadow work. We all have shadow and light parts to ourselves. Doesn't mean one is worse or better than the other. Shadow does not mean bad. Shadow just means the parts of ourselves that are in the dark. That's all. And we bring light to those parts to become more aware, to get clarity, and to gain that sense of, oh, I now I understand this, and I don't have to be so afraid of it anymore. So given that this is a Scorpio new moon, it's November 13th, 2023, and we're holding space for what is coming up for you around the energies, maybe of fear, things that you're afraid of, or that maybe some patterns that have come back around in your life that you see playing out in your relationships, ways of being that are reactive, that are just an automatic reaction based on a sense of not feeling really well safe inside, or not feeling validated or seen or understood. And we have these reactions that we that take place in our body, mind, spirit. We react to things that are triggering to us, or things that come up that have a very high emotional charge to them. That kind of bring up unresolved things in ourselves that are the mirrors for what's coming up internally. We see it externally, the world around us. There's so much going on. So it's a big new moon right now, and I wanted to do a special somatic healing sessions for you for this new moon. So with that said, I'm going to invite you to find a comfortable place to lie back or sit comfortably and be able to just have a little time, have a little space just for you. So take some breaths once you get there, in through the nose, and just like let it out. The first few breaths, let it out the mouth. Let out a nice sigh. Breathing in through the nose and letting it out the mouth to release some tension. So let that exhale be like kind of soft, like, where it's a little sigh. We let go of some tension so you can be a little more still with yourself. And once you get to that place where you can just be with your body, you may notice there's a lot of energy going on inside, or you may have different sensations happening, or you might feel very tired, or whatever is there. Just acknowledge it, be aware of it, and notice it. Maybe there's some feelings down in your belly, in your gut, or in your heart, or in your head, or in your legs, or in your shoulders, in your back. Just be curious. Being curious means to notice what's inside of you, to be available to wonder, to ask yourself, what is here? What does my body want to show me right now? And be available to it. And maybe it's not very comfortable, and that's okay. Maybe there's some resistance, and that's okay too. Take a deep breath with this and invite in a connection with Mother Earth here. Feel a connection to nature, to the ground, to the trees, to the rocks, to the soil, to the flowers, to the green growth, to the falling leaves, to the air, to the sky. Bring some awareness of a connection between you and nature. And start to breathe in and out as you really connect in with the energy of nature for support, for grounding, and for a sense of being held and supported. Give yourself a moment to move a little bit of rocking, perhaps a little rocking. Opening your jaw to release your jaw. And breathing in and breathing out. Start to create a little more space with your breath. And just witness whatever is there inside, wherever the fears are, just witness them with a sense of loving kindness and let go of any feeling of the need to fight with it or get rid of it or be really upset about it. Just notice it and feel it. There's nothing wrong with you that you feel this way. There's nothing wrong with you that a part of you feels this way. Send your breath down into your toes and down into your toes and down into your legs. Imagine that the breath energy can go down, down, down into the lower parts of your body. This connects you with what we call the root chakra, the energy that is about your connection with the earth and your connection with a deep sense of tribal unity, that you're part of a soul tribe. The root is about where you come from. The root is about where you get your security and your safety. And it's connected in with your crown chakra too, because your crown and your root are working together to help you feel the support of that divine source energy, or that life source energy, if you will. That there's an energy within everything that is infinite, and that in your body, yes, our bodies exist in a finite time, but you can access that infinite energy to restore you and to replenish your energy. And your breath and your attention is how we do that. So we're going to bring in that source energy into the body through your breath to bring in some of that resourcing that you need to hold space for any of the fear energy that's coming up. Any of the old patterns, any of the old wounds, any of the old feelings of being abandoned, or any of the stuff that's been coming up, the patterns I mentioned earlier. The patterns of your relationships, or the patterns of abandonment, or the patterns of feeling like others don't understand you, or you're not getting what you need out of a situation, or you're wondering if something's going to work out in the future and you're just not sure what to do, all these kinds of things. Breathe deep. Create some space. Open up with a breath. Feel into the space around your body and start to slow your breath down. Start to slow it down where it's getting deeper and slower, and each breath gets a little slower. That exhale is really slowing down, and you can feel that you're controlling that exhale, slowing it down all the way. Push all the air out, hold it a little. And then when you inhale, fill up real slow, like a balloon, like super slow. Feel how you can access the ability to control your breath here and deepen it and slow it down. Feel what that's doing for you as you slow it down and deepen it and push all the air out at the end every time. We're creating space and giving some massages to that gut and that vagus nerve that goes up and down through your body to tame the trauma response, to soothe the inner vessel, to soothe your nervous system, and send a signal to your brain that you're safe. Long, deep, slow, very slow, slow breathing. There are many ways to do breath work. This is just one way of doing it for soothing and calming the nervous system. Slow and deep, very slow, pushing all the air out at the end. A little pause at the top and a pause at the bottom. Place your hands somewhere on your body, your belly, or your chest, or your head, or wherever feels right. Root, maybe your legs, whatever you need to do to give some self-soothing and feel the warmth of your hands on your body. Inviting in this feeling that there's some lovely light coming in down to the top of your head. And it's dancing at your head and it's coming down slowly into your body, into your being, down through your whole body. Down, down, down. And you're just holding yourself in the kindest, loving way. Feeling your heartbeat and your breath. Tapping into that cosmic light, as well as the deep, loving energy within you that's way in your heart, down in there. So you can feel that loving energy coming in, as well as maybe any other feelings that are here. You might still be feeling fear, or you might still be feeling the upset or the anxiousness or whatever is here, but you're also breathing and allowing it to move and inviting in the light and tapping into that loving energy inside of you. Let it come through. Let it hold space inside. Let it surround your body with that loving kindness. As you move through these emotions, take a big sigh here just to let another level go. Feel your body drop a layer of tension as if a whole layer of stress is just dropping off away from your body. And now maybe there's some, shakiness or rawness, or maybe you just feel calm and peaceful. Whatever you're feeling, just be with that. Rest in that. And access somewhere inside that feels somewhat calm or peaceful. Find where that is. Maybe it's a place on your leg or your toe or your finger or your eyes or your chest or wherever you feel peace. Focus in that place. And take two breaths. And feel the energy around your body expand a little bit. Open your eyes. Let in some light. Notice your space that you're in and the ground beneath you. Move your fingers and toes a little bit and stretch your body. Deeper breaths in and out. Very nice. Excellent. Good. Okay. So I'm going to invite you to a couple of options going forward. If you'd like to work with me one-on-one, email me, rachel@rachelchase.com, or go to my website, rachelchase.com, and you can book a free intention session. And another thing you might want to look into is my 12-week soul healing journey that is self-paced with gentle yoga and meditations, energy work, as well as creative healing processes with expressive arts. And that is on my online course portal, which you can also find by going to rachelchase.com, and you'll see a little button there to click to go to my online learning center. And you'll see Replenish is there. And you're welcome to check it out and see if that's something for you at this time. Sending you peace, blessings, and so much love. And I'll see you next time for another Somatic Healing Sessions podcast. Again, I'm Rachel Chase, and I'm sending you all that love and peace. Take good care, everyone. Ciao for now. Happy New Moon. Bye-bye.